We've caught up with Todd Nettleton from the Voice of the Martyrs USA, and we're looking at the situation in South Sudan because it's actually very problematic and it's not gone really the way anybody's hoped it was going to go. We're going to find out a little bit more about what's happening there and how we can be praying into the situation. Todd, thanks so much for being with us today on Mission Network News.
You're welcome.
All right. So, you know, when we saw South Sudan begin as a country, there was a lot of fanfare and hope that went into the creation of the newest country, because I think people hoped that the issues that were plaguing peace in that region would go away. Has that occurred?
Unfortunately, it has not occurred, and there has been violence and there has been bloodshed as different factions have fought for supremacy or control in the new country of South Sudan. So some of those early visions for peace and freedom haven't really worked out to be as advertised.
Well, so this whole thing that we're seeing now with the unity government, that really hasn't been a thing. Who was involved, supposed to be involved with the unity government, and why are we now at a transition of 100 days?
Well, the two main leaders of the two different opposition parties agreed to form a unity government. That was supposed to have happened 100 days ago. But at the time, they said, oh, we're not quite ready. Just give us a 100-day extension. That extension expired today. So we're now at the end of the extension, and now they've said, oh, wait, we're not ready again. So it's been extended another 100 days. The challenge is, at some point, are they going to work out their differences? Is there going to be a legitimate unity government? Or is this sort of a very fragile thing that's going to break down into more violence? Those are questions that we don't know the answer to right now, but when you think about they've already applied for an extension, that didn't work, now they're asking for another extension, it's not looking hopeful.
You know, when we were talking a little bit off mic prior to jumping into this story, you noted that some of the people that are involved with the negotiations don't have a terrific record for peace agreements themselves.
Well, it's interesting that one of the people helping mediate this, one is the president of Uganda, but the other is the interim leader of Sudan, the country that South Sudan broke away from, and a country that obviously doesn't now. This primarily is under the previous leadership there, but it's not a country that has a great human rights record. It's not a country that has a great track record of democracy in action and productive democratic changes. Although we have seen the protests this year, we have seen the overthrow of the leader there. But it is interesting that the interim leader in Sudan would now step in and offer advice to the different factions in South Sudan. And you wonder how, if there's an agenda behind that or not. So there's just a lot of questions about what is happening right now and what's going to be different 100 days from now than how it is today that would lead you to think, yes, in the next 100 days, they'll work out these differences and there really will be a peace agreement in place and a functioning unity government.
In the meantime, are we still looking at conflict in the region?
You know, my understanding is there has been less conflict since the agreement was signed in Addis Ababa last September, but there is still the potential for conflict at any moment. There is still a lot of animosity between the two sides, which is one of the reasons, you know, we want to see progress and when we want to see a functioning unity government in place to tamp down some of those instincts towards taking power with a gun.
As we have covered this situation, South Sudan seceding from Sudan, and the issues that faced believers, and then seeing this new civil war that has really caused havoc within the new country itself, how can we be praying for believers in South Sudan?
Well, I think we pray for peace and safety for them because there is so much, you know, chaos and back and forth going on right now, just simply praying that there will be peace, that an agreement will be reached, that there can be a functioning government, which will serve all of South Sudan's citizens, including our Christian brothers and sisters. That would be a key prayer request. The other thing that comes immediately to my mind is just praying for ministry opportunities. Sometimes in the midst of chaos, in the midst of upheaval, there can be very effective and very impacting ministry. And so we pray for them to have opportunities to minister as well.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?